This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines 248-539-9797. We'll continue taking your texts with draft picks throughout the day. The perfect pick at 28. We gave you the field of players you can choose from. Obviously, not all those guys are going to be there, but we do want to know who you would want the most at 28 for the Detroit Lions, as we are 2 weeks away. 2 weeks away, people, from the National Football League draft. Tigers yesterday, boy, was Flaherty. He was good, man. He was so good. So was his high school teammate, Max Fried.
Yeah, too good.
Yep.
Too good.
Yep.
But interesting game nonetheless. You know, the Yankees got up 4-0, go to the ninth inning, and then the wheels start to come off. You get a couple base on balls, and then you get a wild pitch, and next thing you know, it's you get a base hit as well with runners in scoring position. Now it's 4-3. You got a chance to tie things up, but just not enough.
Okay, so... Look, this is not like earth-shattering, but today the Detroit Pistons announced that individual game playoff tickets will go on sale on Sunday starting at 10 a.m. Individual game tickets will be available for purchase Sunday online at pistons.com/playoffs or ticketmaster.com or by calling the ticket office at 313-PISTONS. There is a pre-sale waiting list for individual game playoff tickets. You can do so by visiting pistons.com/playoffs presale. pistons.com/playoffs presale. One word smashed together. Playoffs presale. Okay, so look, I'm trying to think back to when we did shows the last three times the Pistons made the playoffs. The last three times the Pistons made the playoffs, the Pistons were an 8 seed. All three times. And all three times, they got swept by a much, much, much heavily favored 1 seed. Cleveland back in 2009, Cleveland again in 2016, and Milwaukee in 2019. Gator, in none of those three seasons, maybe the first one because the Pistons were coming off being competitive, but really we haven't done Piston playoff shows. And what I mean by that is we've talked about it, but we've never had a show dominated by people just wanting to talk Piston playoff basketball.
With a team they thought that it could actually compete.
Yeah. This is a team that can compete. This is a ticket that will be coveted. Now, I did go back and look to figure out if the last time the Pistons played a playoff game, the listed attendance was a few hundred short of what the capacity of LCA is. But with seat configurations now, like they have new seating areas and premium seating areas. And so maybe it was a sellout. I don't know what the actual capacity was back on April 22nd of 2019 when they lost that last game to Milwaukee. But they were close to a sellout. I think this is one of those games, this is one of those times where, am I wrong? This is going to be a pretty damn coveted ticket.
Oh, I would think it'd be very coveted. You know, with the Red Wings doing what they're doing, which is just, you know, waiting for the official word that the season's over, which could come as early as tonight as they play in Florida. But you've got that fandom is already deflated, and much of the Red Wing fans have already moved on. And why not move on to something that's exciting, like a playoff run for a Piston basketball team? And look, I get that there are different crowds of hockey and basketball crowds. There's plenty of crossover as well. But for the hockey crowd that might just want to dabble into the NBA for the first time in a while, this is a good time to do it because this team is good. This team is worth watching. And it's, you know, if we've had the discussion we talked about a little bit yesterday where people say, oh, just don't like today's NBA, right? And I imagine a lot of those hockey fans are feeling the same way. I don't like today's NBA. Watch the Pistons play.
Pistons are a throwback.
Yeah. Now, throw out the last game they played because I got a little too three-point heavy at that one. But beyond that, they've been a very physical basketball team and a likable basketball team that we enjoy here in Detroit because it harkens back to the going-to-work Pistons. A little bit to the Bad Boys. It's more going to work than it is Bad Boys, although this team is nowhere near as good defensively, but they try to play that that style. Yeah, and they're willing, which is the most important thing.
Okay, so a couple things about this is, first of all, is this on your radar? Like, I want to know from fans, yeah, I'm getting Piston tickets. Or, not yet, because as much as we can sit here and talk about how they're going to compete in the first round of the playoffs, they'll be an underdog, and it will be an upset if they win the first round series, which will, you know, be against the Knicks or the Pacers, probably the Knicks, and they play the Knicks tonight, and that's a whole nother story. How do you approach a game against somebody who's likely going to be a playoff opponent when there's not a whole ton to play for? But I mean, maybe it's important to them who they're playing.
Well, it's both teams have three games left. The Knicks have a 2-game lead over Indiana. And the Pacers are playing really well lately. They're 8-2 in their last 10. The Knicks are 7-3 in their last 10. So
Detroit basically,
if they win one more game and they're locked into the three seed.
I think Detroit has to win out to pass Milwaukee.
They do. They're 2 games behind Milwaukee.
And they got to beat the Knicks and then sweep the Bucks in the last 2 games of the year. Ironically play. But I mean, it seems probable that they're gonna play the Knicks. But I guess 248-539-9797. I don't think the Pistons are getting swept this year. They've lost 14 consecutive playoff games. Last time they won a playoff game, Gator, I'm pretty sure you and I were in Pittsburgh watching on television covering the Stanley Cup Finals, Red Wings Penguins, and the Pistons are playing the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. That's the last time they won a playoff game. They then lost the last 2 games to Boston and have been swept 3 straight times, 14 consecutive playoff losses, which is the current longest streak in the NBA, as one would expect. But this time they're not 8-1 fodder. They could win this series. It might be early for me to say people are going to jump on board and this is going to become a hugely coveted ticket in Detroit because they're not a championship contender. And so, I mean, we're watching sort of a tepid response to a Tiger playoff team from a year ago. So I don't know how.
But it's getting playoff tickets to the first round.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I don't know if you can buy tickets beyond the first round.
Well, right. So I'm saying, if you want to go watch them be as competitive as they can be, it's in the first round, right?
Yeah.
So I would imagine these games are going to be sold out. The games at the end of the season here, they're well-attended basketball games at LCA right now. I mean, they're packing it in.
Yes, they are.
So I would imagine the same thing is going to happen for the first round of the playoffs. This isn't a play-in team. This is a playoff team. They're already in there. The question is, they're going to be the 5 or 6 seed.
So, yeah, you're right. I mean, the topic, I want to make sure I'm clear on this too. It's does this become a huge ticket in Detroit? Because, you're right. They've been packing them in, and I expect them to sell out. But remember the Red Wings playoff tickets back in the day with Lions tickets the last couple of years? Does this get to that kind of fever pitch or not just yet?
I don't think it's going to be like that. I mean, because those are also high price tickets on the secondary market.
Yeah.
I think this is one where people are just so happy to see this team play. We're so happy to be able to enjoy it as well. And let's get the big TV outside and, you know, the whole beer garden area and you know, the pavilion area outside the LCA where everybody can come enjoy it. I think we're all excited about it. I imagine it's going to be an amazing atmosphere.
I think like those other teams were like championship caliber teams, right? We know this Piston team's not it's probably not championship caliber. But I think it's been so long, and it's a different playoff team than the ones in the past where you had Blake Griffin on one leg just trying to carry this team to one win in the playoffs. This team is built on a young, budding superstar in Cade Cunningham, and they're already top 10 in attendance in the league. They're definitely going to sell out these playoff games. I think the fact that as long as they're competitive in this series, you know, most likely they're going to play the Knicks, I think we are going to be taking those, hey, breaking down that possession in the third quarter, you know what I mean, type calls that I think you're looking for, Doug, where, hey, does this kind of, the whole city is looking for something, you know, it's like the beginning when the Lions first got good. I feel like that's where the Pistons are. So, yeah, you can still be kind of all in, even though knowing that the end goal might not be a championship this year.
It's been 17 years since we probably did a authentic, caller-driven Piston playoff show. 17 years. And so I'm excited to have that kind of intensity back. But is this become a ticket that you personally out there have to get? Do you have to get Piston playoff tickets? 248-539-9797. Again, the Pistons announcing that individual playoff tickets, game tickets go on sale 10 a.m. Sunday through Pistons.com/playoffs or Ticketmaster.com. You can get a pre-sale waiting list deal by going to Piston.com/playoffs pre-sale. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, the ticket.
Well, the little bit of snow we got overnight, don't let it bother you or don't let it say, well, I can just put off taking care of my lawn for the summer. It doesn't matter. No, it does matter. Pick up the phone and call Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service where you get green, stay green with Natural Way. 888-GET-GREEN or go to naturalwaylawn.com, and for a limited time only, you purchase the full lawn program and you get free grub control when you mention my name, Gator, and the station's 97.1 The Ticket. The first application for crabgrass is the most important application because you do not want to see crabgrass in the summer. If you do, frankly, it's too late to fix the problem. It's too late to treat it. You got to take care of it right now. You don't want weeds. You don't want dandelions in your yard. This is what you do. You call Natural Way and they take care of it. You call right now, you're going to save some green as well when you prepay because that's the deal. Call by the end of the month to get that early bird discount. Natural Way uses fewer chemicals. They use environmentally sound practices. In fact, each lawn is assigned its own specialist. People know what they're doing. They're certified. Certified applicators and arborists that'll come out and custom tailor solutions specifically for your yard and your home. It's a company that's been around for 35 years. It's a company I've trusted with my yard for almost a dozen years now. And they offer the 100% satisfaction guarantee. Give them a call today, 888-GET-GREEN, or go to naturalwaylawn.com.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, so look, is the Piston playoffs, is it must attend for you? Like, is this... I'm trying to figure out what this is going to mean to Detroit. The playoff tickets go on sale Sunday, and this isn't a first-round fodder team. We have not had a great response from the audience, and there has been a tremendous buzz about the last couple of Piston playoff appearances, and they've been few and far between. And, you know, I think we're going to get some authentic Piston playoff calls, which is going to be fun, but they're not a title contender. I think we could all agree on that. So does this, is it still, like, the games will sell out, don't get me wrong, but there's a difference between a sellout and then a sellout where on the secondary market, oh my God, I can't believe how expensive the tickets are, kind of sellout, the kind of thing it's been with the Lions, the kind of thing it was with the Red Wings back in the day when they were Stanley Cup contenders. Where are you with the Pistons in the postseason? 248-539-9797. Brad at work writes in, Piston playoffs? What NFL draft? Detroit basketball. Doug in Rochester says, you're smoking crack.
Oh.
They lose to teams with losing records consistently. They will get swept like the last Pistons teams who made the playoffs.
Let's see. They beat the Celtics by 20.
Yep.
They beat Cleveland by a significant amount. Those are the two best teams in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
They go out west, and they've beaten some really good teams out in the west as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're going to judge this because, what, they lost to a couple of bad teams? I imagine if you were to go and look at the entire schedule of the Washington Wizards this year, or the Charlotte Hornets, who are the worst teams in the East, that you will see among the 36 victories between the two teams, they're going to have knocked off a good team because it's basketball. It's going to happen once in a while.
Let me make sure I understand his point. We are smoking crack because we think the Pistons will win a playoff game. Just one.
Right.
Just one. We are the crack smokers. This is a huge game for the Pistons tonight. You want to avoid limping into the playoffs. It feels like they're losing steam a bit. Well, they've been banged up, and that's definitely, you know, because I don't think they rest Cade tonight. Right? They don't. Do they load management this one?
I don't think so with Cade, because Cade's coming off an injury and they're trying to ramp up his minutes.
Yeah.
And they only have three games left, and then they're going to have like a full week off because of the play-in games.
Yep.
So I think they're going to want to play him as much as they can.
One of the great developments this season has been a player that I think generated no buzz when he came to Detroit. Tobias Harris is day-to-day. They need Tobias Harris back. They don't need him day-to-day. They need him today because he's become a very valuable member of this team. So 248-539-9797. Is it a must-see game for you out there to get to a Piston playoff game this year? 248-539-9797. Knicks in town tonight, and this is, again, their likely first-round playoff opponent. The Pistons have kind of had the tale of two seasons, right? They opened up the season, and they didn't look like they were going to be anything particularly special. They lost to the Knicks early in the year, rather significantly, if I recall correctly. They lost 128-98 to drop to 1-5. Okay. And they eventually bottomed out at six games under 500. It's the middle of December, and then they turned it around. They played the Knicks in January, beat them in New York by 5. And tonight they wrap up the season series. Yeah,
they started to kick things, like you said, middle of December. Things started turning for them in a positive way. And then after a few games, then they lose Jaden Ivey. And it hasn't derailed the team like you thought. Yeah, that's gonna kill her for him. What's happening here? Nope, they've been able to rally around that. Then they go ahead and add Dennis Schroeder through a trade at the deadline. And he has helped solidify the group coming off the bench. This is a good basketball team. I'm a little concerned with Tobias Harris continuing to be out. We'll see if he comes back tonight because he's another guy that got to get up to speed before the playoffs begin, because he's a very important piece to this Pistons team.
So Big Pank on Twitch.
Pank.
writes in, sorry, I can't compare regular season basketball to playoff basketball. There's some truth to that, okay? And it is probably my biggest concern is that the Pistons, the way they play the game, the pedal's always down. They're always shifted into high gear. They play hard. I think when you get to the postseason, your opponent plays hard too for 48 minutes. Now, I'm not saying that every win the Pistons have this year is because the other teams have mailed it in when they've played Detroit. We did have that great quote from Boston. Was it media day? Was it before this year?
It was before this year.
Where a player made a comment. It's not like, you know, when we play the Pistons, we can get some guys some shots. He actually used us as the example, which was pretty funny. Given the kind of season they've had and given what the Pistons did to the Celtics the last time they played them. But the point being,
Boston went full on with that approach last night.
Yeah.
See the lineup they had? Wow. And they scored less than 80 points, I think, in the game.
So I think there's some truth to, okay, what happens when everybody is playing hard all the time?
Can't wait to see it, whether it's Indiana or the Knicks. I want to see it. I really like the Pistons' chances of winning a game, but I think the Pistons have a decent chance of winning a series because of their style. Because they don't need to, oh, we got to turn it on for this. It's been on.
Yep. Yep. 248-539-9797.
Yeah, I mean, I called it like a month ago or so, right, Doug? I told you that I don't think the Pistons are going to make it out of the first round, and that doesn't mean they can't win a couple games or make it difficult. They have the ability to get out of the first round, but I think because what you kind of mentioned too, everyone else does turn it up for the playoffs. Like playoff basketball, if you're knocking the NBA, is, hey, load management, they don't try all the time. in the playoffs, they do. Everyone does. And you can see it all the way down to the 10th man that comes off the bench if he gets in the game. And so the Pistons, yeah, they've been doing it all year, but now they're going to, when they go in the playoffs, they're going to face a team, whoever it is, that's going to be doing the same. I just think the deficiencies the Pistons have is depending on Cade too much, because they are a team, like a full-on team, right? That's why we like it watching them, though, is they use everybody, but also the downside to that is they kind of need everybody, right? Like, if Cade, you can always count on for what he's going to bring, but who's going to be the second guy who's going to consistently score for you? Is it Beasley? Is it Harris? Is it Schroeder? Somebody has to play that role in the playoffs consistently for them to get some secondary scoring for them to beat these teams.
248-539-9797. Do you think that the Detroit, does this Piston playoff run for you, is it a must attend event? It's Carson Anderson Open Lines. We're in the middle of Carson Anderson Mach 1.0. If you are just joining us, we gave you a field of players. Who is the perfect pick at 28? We got the embargo on and the likely names that you would understand, all the quarterbacks, Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, Jalen Walker, Mike Green, Mason Graham, embargo on him, and other obvious ones like Genty, Will Campbell, Tyler Warren, Will Johnson. Who do you want at 28, though? Who's the perfect pick for you? We're taking those throughout the show. They continue to come in, and we continue to tally them up. Sign your text and give us a reason why you want said player. Gator's got a prediction of something that you think is going to be the next big TV show. We'll get to that at 11:32. And did you hear about the controversy at the Frozen Four as it pertains to Western Michigan?
I have not.
Oh. We'll have to get to that next segment as well. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, 248-539-9797. Bunch of feedback coming in here with the Pistons from an unnamed texter. He sent us the following. As much as Cade is our best player, the key to this series will be Ausar. If he stays out of foul trouble, he will give Brunson fits defensively. Chasen Flint says, I think the Pistons actually play up to their competition, which the flip side is you can get caught playing down to your competition as well. I think we get to game six against the Knicks, honestly. Sean writes in, the Pistons are not getting swept in the playoffs. Book it. Sean, you must be smoking crack along with Scott and I, which the crack today wasn't that good before the show. Whoever our dealer is has to do a better job. But yes, That's the explanation for why we think the Pistons will win a playoff game.
We must be smoking
the crack. Next up, Andrew and Warren says, I think the push for the NBA Cup earlier this season really gave our guys some experience in high leverage games. Do you? I mean, it kind of was right around the NBA Cup when they started to play better. I just can't call an NBA Cup game a high leverage game. I'm sorry.
For this group, can you? Because they've never played for anything, right? And like, I know it's not the same as the Four Nations, clearly, but you saw those guys put everything on the line for the Four Nations. Because it was Dylan Larkin, maybe his most high leverage game of his career, unfortunately.
They put it too much on the line.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So did that Cup, NBA Cup, help these guys in a must-win game? I don't know. But it's better than nothing, I guess, for this squad.
I'll speak for myself. I was devastated when they got knocked out.
I think you took a couple days off.
I had to. I was just devastated.
Those were tough shows to do. The Piston just sent out an update. Piston guard Jaden Ivey continues to make progress in his recovery from a broken left fibula, which he suffered January 1st against Orlando. He's been cleared for basketball activity and will now enter the beginning phase of reconditioning progression, along with a continued progression of court work. Ivy's status will be updated in another 2 weeks. Dun, dun, dun. Playoffs start in 9 days. So
2 weeks, a fortnight is it's about 14 days.
Yeah. Hmm. So, look, the crack, maybe I'll smoke some more and say he'll be back for the second round of the playoffs. How about that? Okay, Gator's got a prediction. You think something is going to be the next big hit in television? What is the last big hit in television?
Was it Landman, maybe? That ended up being
what's this White Lotus thing everybody's talking about?
White Lotus just finished up. You know, what's funny is that I didn't watch a lick. This is season three.
I know nothing about it.
So it's a different cast each season. It's kind of like True Detective. I didn't watch, and I watched all of season one. I enjoyed it, but I thought it was a little weird, but it was all right. Season two, I didn't pay any attention to. And season three, I paid no attention to until maybe yesterday. I was flipping around, killing time after the Tigers game, and came across the season finale, or at least whatever the last episode we saw anyway. And I saw like the last half hour, 40 minutes of it. So I feel like that's all I needed to see because I decided to kind of wrap up. And there was a lot to wrap up the way it wrapped up. Pretty interesting. But people love the White Lotus. I just haven't gotten into it. But I feel like Landman may have been the last big one.
Okay.
You're talking Severance. That's a big one that everybody's talking about.
It's good.
But the next one in line, I think, is Mobland. It's on Paramount Plus, Showtime. And I've watched two episodes. There's only two episodes so far, and it's been pretty good. Pretty good. The Guy Ritchie vehicle, the Guy Ritchie who made the movie Snatch and has done some other stuff. And this is a show about the mob scene in London with a couple different mob families that are warring right now, about to start a war.
This isn't your typical based on the United States mob.
No.
Because, I mean, the mob genre, mob movies, Goodfellas, obviously the Godfather series, Casino,
yeah.
The Irishman. I mean, there's some really, really, really good movies.
Yeah, there are.
But this is English mob, huh?
Yeah, and even in Guy Ritchie's movies that he's done, they dealt with the mob before. Like movie Snatch deals with the mob, but in kind of a funny way, a comedic way. This one's a lot more serious. But it's got characters already through two episodes that you're like locked in. Like this guy, don't like this guy. I like where the show is heading. Tom Hardy, the actor who played Bane in the Batman movie, and he's an incredible actor. He's one of the main actors in this. Pierce Brosnan, former James Bond, he's in this as a patriarch of one of the crime mob families. Helen Mirren's his wife. It's really good. Patty Considine is another actor in this, and he was in not Game of Thrones, but the spinoff of Game of Thrones, House of the Dragon. He was the first king you see in there. Viserys, I think, is his name in that movie, in that series. But this is, so far, two episodes in, even though, say it in a comedic way, that there's a language barrier, it's English, but it's English with the English accent, and some Irish accents at times, too, can be difficult to discern what's being said at times. But you get the gist of it, and the gist is enough to keep you interested. And then I think you get used to it, and then you start to understand everything that's being said.
Okay.
I like this show a lot. Okay. I think it's really good through the first two episodes.
Two episodes in, you're calling it, you think Mobland is the next huge TV hit?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big one.
Okay. All right. Kang, you got a funny smile behind
No, I just think that Gator wants it to be the big hit, so you can talk to him and watch it. You know, he wants someone to talk to about this show.
Okay. So
I don't know if that's true. I don't know that.
What's the show you like a lot, Doug?
Doug loves Severance.
Severance.
That's the huge show right now.
Yeah.
Like, everyone loves that show. That is.
And you're two seasons into it.
Doug is. We haven't watched it.
No, we haven't watched it yet. The show has two full seasons already.
Yes.
Yeah, this is two episodes in.
Yeah, I'm not against it. I mean, because Severance is done for a while now. Anxiously await season three. But.
You know what's always appealed to me with stuff with movies and TV shows when it deals with the mob or there's conflict resolution is when you've got one character who's known as like a fixer, the guy just gets stuff done. Like they rely on this guy. Well, turn it over to this guy and he'll figure out. Like Rip is a fixer, if you will, on Yellowstone.
And that truly is a mob show.
It really is, right?
It's a Wyoming mob family.
Montana mob family.
You're right.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
My bad.
But this is like the same thing that Tom Hardy's character. He's a fixer. And I love to see how those guys take care of business. It's why I love the TV show Ray Donovan was on Showtime. Ray Donovan was a fixer, a Hollywood fixer. And that just, I don't know why it appeals to me. It's just those guys are always badass. And Tom Hardy is like a legitimate badass.
Yeah.
So this is cool.
Okay. Well, he's called it, people. All right. I said we would get to this. I've actually emailed both you and Kang the story on M Live about the minor controversy. Western Michigan at the Frozen Four, they apparently painted an old Bronco logo on the ice at the Frozen Four.
Oh, no.
Yes. Now, every year, Frozen Four, the teams that are participating, they get their logos on the ice. Could be a Spartan S or a Block M if it were Michigan and Michigan State. Western Michigan changed their Bronco logo like 5 years ago. In effect, I remember us doing a topic.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Because it was somewhat controversial, if I recall correctly. They used the old Bronco head logo. I sent you the story. I want you to click on the link. The differences are awfully subtle because they corrected it. Word got back to the Western Michigan athletic director, according to M Live, Dan Bartholomew. He is quoted in the story saying, "I looked at it and knew it wasn't our logo. I'm not sure where they got it because it's not what we sent them, but those things happen. And that's why we keep our eye out for things. They were awesome and got it fixed."
Yeah, I can't see it because it's M Live and you need a subscription.
Oh, sorry. Well, you could come look at it on my computer if you want. The difference between the old Bronco logo that was on the ice and the new Bronco logo on the ice is awfully subtle. Gator has now come around to my computer. That is the old Bronco logo in the lower right corner. Here is the new one.
All right.
I can sense some hostility here.
No, there's no hostility. I mean, it's a little bit of disrespect, and it is a disservice to Western Michigan.
Yeah,
they changed things up. They gave you the proper logo, and you ignored it. You chose to go with something else, unless somebody from Western gave them the wrong logo.
It's possible.
Which is entirely possible. But this would be akin to, you know, the Lions making a Super Bowl, and they throw the circus lion in there and not the lion with the angry fang.
I think this is even more subtle than that, though. The Western Michigan logo the NCAA initially used, including the Bronco head with the gold highlights along with the Broncos hair. Western Michigan's current logo doesn't include the gold streaks, rather using a gold outline around the Bronco head instead. Okay. Yeah, I can see that now that that's explained, you can see the difference in the outline. So they made the correction. They're all good. Bartholomew said, "We think it presents better, and it got better feedback from our fans." So, hey, Western, here's the good news. You know what people like to do in sports? They like to play the disrespect card.
Oh, yeah.
You can say they disrespected us and used
an
old
logo. And you are going to. They are absolutely going to.
Yep.
Chip on the shoulder, Doug.
Yep, there you go. Put the chip on the shoulder. Wrong logo.
How dare you?
Yeah, well, they've corrected it for them.
Hold me back. How dare you?
Western Michigan playing Denver at 5 o'clock tonight in the Frozen Four. The 8:30 game, Penn State, Boston University. And this, Gator, is one of my favorite non-Big Four sports. One of your favorites is going on right now as well with the Masters. We'll get to that coming up today at 11:48. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, you're looking to upgrade your outdoor space? Well, Builders FirstSource, they've got you covered. With four Metro Detroit locations, they specialize in top-quality composite decking. Brands that you trust like Trex and TimberTech and AZEK. So whether you're a DIY enthusiast or maybe you just need a certified installer, their expert team is going to help you build the perfect deck that stands the test of time. Visit one of their locations today in Lapeer, Auburn Hills, Clinton Township, or Shelby Township and discover why Builders FirstSource is your go-to for decking. Quality, service, and unbeatable value, that's the Builders FirstSource promise. Search buildersfirstsource.com.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines 248-539-9797. We are in the midst of Carson Anderson Mach 1.0. Get your picks in. First round, who's the perfect pick for the Detroit Lions? Get it in right now at 248-539-9797. We veto all the when people go crazy and try to slip an Abdul Carter in there or something. You know who the likely candidates are. Who would you want? 248-539-9797. We tally these up. And at the end of the show, we'll tell you who is Detroit's pick at 28. 248-539-9797. Gator, you have said that, or you said on your show sheet, that this definitively is your favorite non-Big Four sport, the Masters?
Yeah, I think so. For an annual event, yeah.
Okay.
You know, for a sport that goes on through the season, this is, yeah, I think so. It used to be like a UFC fight, but I've kind of fallen out of favor watching the UFC. It's still fine. I just don't watch it nearly as much as I used to. And the fighters have changed now, so I don't know the fighters anywhere near as well as I did 10 years ago. But that used to take precedent over, like, if there was a UFC event, I was going to 24 seconds and watching it every time.
Yeah.
But for me, it's the Masters. I love the Masters. The whole pomp and circumstance of it. The fact that they're snobby, I can laugh at it. And because as snobby as they are, they also do some really cool things.
Give me an example of their snobbery.
Well, like, for instance, that the announcers aren't allowed to say the back nine. The announcers have to mention that it's the second nine. They don't like the term back nine because they think it refers to one's derriere, back of the front, your arse, things like that. So they choose to say your second nine. Things like that are really, all right, enough. Get over yourself, right?
Okay, give me more. I'm loving this.
You can't call it the driving range. It's like the tournament practice area or something like that. It's something ridiculous that they have to say. They can't say, yeah, he was working out of the driving range. No, you can't say that. You get reprimanded if you do that. I mean, they don't like the clothing that some people wear. That's just too obnoxious. I'm sorry. We can't have that. It's not just a collared shirt.
It's a bit gauche.
Yeah. There's restrictions with that. So it's all ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like $1.50 for a sandwich or a beer on the course while you're there. Now, the pricing for the ticket is expensive, but everything else there is kind of cheap.
Because you hate pretentiousness.
I absolutely hate it. But yet, I can still make fun of it.
Okay, so you
enjoy it.
It doesn't ruin the time.
No, it doesn't. And
because I've seen pretentiousness ruin your enjoyment of things.
Yeah, and they have. You think about how far the Masters has come. You know, I remember 20 years ago, there was all types of controversy because of who they would or would not let into the club, or who they wouldn't or would not let, you know, even onto the course. And you know, they're particularly with women, right? They were like persona non grata. They just, now they're holding like the amateur championship. The amateur Masters is at Augusta. They just did this like last week. It's really cool that they've come around. Now, do they have need to come around a lot more? Probably. But, you know, their membership is incredibly exclusive. But now they do have black members, I believe. And we've had so many different champions go through. Well, I just look, it's at least they're getting up with the times. You know, it's not like what it was. I'm just saying, like, compared to what it was 20 years ago, it was absolutely absurd.
Yep.
Now it's nowhere near as absurd. And, you know, but the stuff that they force the announcers to say, that cracks me up at this point.
Okay. So the pretentiousness doesn't ruin for you. I think the irony is, if I was thinking about it, something really telling happened to me on vacation. Because when I was in Florida for that week, we were gone for 9 days, and sports, I didn't have to be up on everything that was happening. And I was now, when I'd flip on the TV, I'd watch for pure enjoyment. I found that voluntarily I watched more of the NCAA hockey tournament than I did of anything else. And baseball started that week. March Madness was going on, and I certainly did watch some Michigan and Michigan State games. I think I watched a little bit of 6 of the 8 opening round NCAA hockey tournament games and at least 2 of the regional finals, which weren't things we were going to talk about on the air much because they don't get mass. And so maybe for me, it's the Frozen Four. If you talk, well, I guess, is that one of the Big Four because it's hockey? Or is college hockey?
I would say no. College, when you throw college hockey, it's different than obviously the NHL. But I think college hockey works.
So it used to be UFC for you, but now it's the Masters.
Yeah,
Kang, of the non-four big sports, what is your favorite annual event?
I love a good big fight like Gaethje did. You know, the UFC has fallen off. There's not as many recognizable stars as there used to be. So that's actually fallen off for me too, Gaethje. Boxing, there's big names, but they don't fight often anymore. It's hard to make these super fights. But those are the events that I used to just love, Doug. Like I could just plan my month around. Like, hey, you know, hey, this is Cinco de Mayo. There's usually always a big fight
right.
coming up May 5th. Like, hey, in April you start thinking, all right, well, who's gonna have the fight? Where are we watching and all that stuff? If it's not one of those, like I said, the fight game hasn't been the same for a while. I don't know, the Summer Olympics, track and field. I mean, that for me, like I actually like. That's appointment viewing for me. I love that part of the Summer Olympics, but that's every 4 years.
Yeah, that's the difference.
Yep. Okay, I do want to ask you something,
though. Fat guy relay.
Fat guy relay is great, man. Fantastic. You should have got in, Peter.
Hand off the shot put.
You could have been a legend.
Okay. I find his acceptance of the pretentiousness at Augusta to be so out of character.
It is.
It's like he's got this license. Because he cannot stand the pretentiousness as it pertains to the British Open.
Well, because it's a, thank you for calling it properly and saying the British Open instead of the Open.
Well, it's the Open now.
What about what about the pretentiousness as it pertains to the French Open tennis tournament?
Yeah, it's the French Open.
No, it's Roland Garros, right?
Nope.
But the Masters... He'll lead into it. Why? This is fascinating to me. And I don't think you even really know.
I don't really know. I just, the course looks amazing. I've always wanted to go there and see the course. Of course, you'd love to play it, but that's never going to happen. But yeah, it just looks immaculate. It just, to me, it kind of, this signifies it's the spring. We're getting into it. You start getting hungry to start playing some golf. When you watch the Masters, that's the first real time I'm like, I should get to a range. You know, loosen up a little bit.
It sparks something inside. Yeah. Why don't you, here's an idea. Because I get calls from Augusta National like once a month on my phone.
Right.
Next time I'll answer. And why don't you sell the guitars, your guitar collection, sell them all and pay for your membership.
That's not going to pay for the membership.
Okay, how about you sell all the
guitars? Throw in your dad's guitar, and then we can help.
Sell all the guitars and the vintage Corvette that you own, right?
That's none of that's getting close to getting it done.
Sell all the cars. Sell all the guitars, the vintage Corvette, your home.
Well, now we're there. However... After all that, now that I've built up enough capital to go ahead and do it,
yeah.
I have to be invited.
You're Scott Anderson, yeah. Man.
Do you know how ridiculously, it's a ridiculous circumstance to be a member at Augusta is? Like the limits that are on you as a member to how often you can play and everything else that goes on because, you know, they have these tournaments. They only allow the course to be open a certain number of months a year, and it's not like what you think. Oh yeah, well, as long as the weather's good, that's not the case there.
Yeah,
like there is nothing practical about having a membership at Augusta. The people that are members at Augusta are only because they're, you know, highfalutin members of the business world, and it's like, oh yeah, I went and played Augusta twice this year.
It's almost like you're paying to be able to say
that's 100% it, which is where the pretentiousness.
So it's not almost like that. It is exactly that.
Yeah.
You're anti, like, if you need a membership, you're anti that sport, right?
Well, I considered getting a golf membership to certain clubs around town, but...
But that's pretentiousness, isn't it? Like, you have to, like...
Yeah, I don't like
polo, tennis, you know what I mean? Like, you, like... Right?
Polo.
Well, I'm just saying, do you like polo, Gaethje?
No, I never got into polo. No, but I mean, I guess when I was younger, we belonged to a swim and tennis club. So I don't know, swim, tennis, and golf.
What do you think the annual fees are at Augusta? I just found the initiation fee and the annual fees.
Well, the annual fees probably, I mean, I don't know if they do it by monthlies or if they just add them up. I would imagine it's got to be like $100,000 at least.
What do you think the initiation fee is?
It's got to be like $10 million or something.
Quick Google search. The exact figures are not publicly released. Augusta National membership costs are estimated to be in the range of a $40,000 initiation fee and annual dues of around $7,000 to $10,000.
I'm sorry, what? That's
what
it?
It says. It's according to golf.com.
What?
Gator, sell the guitars, my friend.
Yeah, let me tell you something. You can't, but you have to be invited. And you have to have a net worth of $200 million
okay,
to be considered.
I got some, do you know Bill Gates?
not well.
No?
No.
Okay, he won't invite you. Do you know Roger Goodell?
I never had the pleasure.
No? Warren Buffett?
No.
All right, this might be harder than I thought.
Yeah.
All right, we're efforting getting Gator a membership at Augusta National. All right, something pretty amazing did happen yesterday.
I look good in green.
You frequently do wear green, yes.
Remember when we had the show during COVID and I was pulled out the green jacket in front of my fireplace?
Yes.
Hello, friends.
We made the most of that situation.
We sure did.
All right, something pretty amazing happened yesterday, and we will talk about whether or not it ever happened to you. We'll explain at 12:08 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.